Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Lifestyles for a Lifetime. I'm your host, Dr. Gwyneth Williams, and I was just wanting to thank everybody for tuning in today. We are continuing our episode today on prayer, and I am really excited to see what the Holy Spirit has in store for us. So on our last meeting, we said we would talk about today the priority and as well as the power of prayer and perseverance. So we know that prayer is the most important thing that we can do. And it is also the highest calling of all the greatest privileges that we can actually have. So we want you to take your time today, get your Bibles out, and we are going to go through the scriptures and see what God has planned and prepared for us. Okay, so let's, you have your Bibles, let us turn to Hebrews. Start off in Hebrews, and I'll give you a list of scriptures that we will go over, and if you want to get them together, can. Well, Hebrews 7:25, isn't it? And I'll just kind of paraphrase this. It says, "He ever lives to make intercession for us." So Jesus is ever living to make intercession for us. So you, and the other scripture we'll look at later is 1 Timothy 2:1. So we know that it's so important even to Jesus that he is even making intercession. So we know that prayer is the highest calling and the greatest privilege, because that's what Jesus, he's praying now, and he has that's his priority. He has nothing better to do than to pray. So sometimes we don't think about that, but yes, Jesus is praying on our behalf. And, you know, that is just, to me, it is so comforting to know that Christ moving on our behalf, Christ is praying on our behalf. Isn't that awesome? That makes me feel so comfortable and so wonderful to know that he is looking out after us. And sometimes we say, well, all we can do is pray. But prayer is not the last resort. We talked earlier. It's the first resort. In 1 Timothy 2:1, it says, "First of all, I urge that entreaties and prayers be made on behalf of all men." Too busy to pray? We can't be too busy. Prayer is so vital in what we do. And you cannot get to the level and to the place that God really wants us until we pray. You know, I think about Moses and how God actually met with Moses when he was there just 40 days. And he was praying out to God, talking with God. Can you imagine practicing the presence of God? So the more that we are in God's presence, the more we're communing with God, the more we're talking with God, we are going to be able to experience his love. We're going to be able to experience God's power and his abundance for everything that he has in for us to do, to work in us and to work through us. So thank you. Like, God, I thank you that I have the privilege to be able to pray I have the privilege to be able to walk in the divine authority that you have for us because of the fact that we have the privilege to be able to pray. So just think, it's like communing with your loved ones. There's nothing greater than talking to the people you love. That's the part of the communication that we have. And so it bears repeating that we can never be too busy, that we don't have time set aside to be able to pray and to talk and to be able to commune with God. So then the next thing that we want to bring out is you can do more than pray after you have prayed, but you cannot do more than pray until you have prayed. And we discussed that in our previous lesson. Lastly, he said, God will do nothing except in answer to prayer. God is not going to do anything unless it's in answer to prayer. And you think about God has passed the baton to us in the natural sense. He said, I will go to the Father and that you would do greater works. Well, the same is true with the prayer that is that we pray out, that God can do nothing until we have actually prayed and believe it. People like will say God is sovereign. Yes, God is sovereign, but God answers our prayers, and he's always there listening and moving. Even the angelic host are listening and moving on our behalf. So God will do nothing except to answer the prayer. So there's a saying, don't initiate any more than you can saturate with prayer. So that is one of the things that we want to be able to understand and know. And I see our signals going out, but we just pray that this is clear now. I got it. That we have to, we cannot hesitate any more than we can saturate with prayer. So we want to ask God, you know, what are we initiating? You know, we want to ask God, what are we initiating? What are we saturating in prayer? So just pray about it. Maybe right now you're wanting God to move in your life. You're wanting God to do something. And he's saying to you to saturate it in prayer, because he is right there to hear, to listen, and to answer. The book Destined for the Throne, there's a quote in there. It says, any church program, no matter how impressive, if it is not supported by adequate prayer, the program is little more than ecclesiastic treadmill. It is doing little or no damage to Satan's kingdom. So we want to do damage to the kingdom of God, of the kingdom of Satan. So as we are praying and getting and hearing, we're going to do great things for the kingdom of God and damage to the kingdom of darkness. So we have the answer right in our hand. We are kingdom now people, and we want to do damage to the kingdom of Satan. Amen, by our prayer, because when we do that, we're on the winning side, and we win. And so we just decree in today that you'll do damage to the kingdom of Satan, and that God's kingdom, that it will prevail. So We can have our programs. We can do what we want to do. Just like now, we're in South Korea. And today, I spent time yesterday. God, we're here. What is the purpose? What do you want? What damage do you want us to do to the King Satan's kingdom while we're here? We want to do things for your kingdom and see people set free before we leave for the other uttermost parts of the earth, for Europe. But so that one thing that we will do today is actually spend more time in prayer. So we have to pray before we plan any program. We have to pray even before we evangelize. We have to begin everything with prayer because it is more important sometimes than witnessing, visiting, preaching the word, counseling, etc. And again, it bears repeating. When we are in the presence of God, talking and communing with him like Moses, we are going to experience his presence. So, again, as you go forth, pray before you plan any program. Pray before you evangelize. Begin everything with prayer. And then if you're not collectively praying with a group, it's good to get started. But if not, it's just good for you to just pray. Amen? Individually. Now, we've talked about the importance of prayer and how Jesus, he lives to make intercession for us, and he's praying now, and that's what he does. It says in the scripture, that's what he does. But now let's talk about the intensity of prayer. In James 5 and 16, it says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So if you're in right standing with God, and you're putting forth that fervency, you know, fervency means that white hot, that passionate prayer of God, it's going to avail much for the kingdom. Acts 12 and 5, it says, prayer that's made fervently for Peter in prison, that was a soaking prayer. That was like a radiation treatment. They were praying fervently. And let's turn right now to Acts 12 and 5. It bears to be repeated. And I want to read it from the actual Amplified Bible. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Acts 12 and verse 5. Peter was kept in prison, but fervent prayer for him was persistently made to God by who? The church assembly. So we think about Peter coming out of prison, but it was the fervent prayers of the saints that actually God heard those prayers. And we know that he was sleeping between the two soldiers and he was fastened with two chains. So that those people, the breaking of the chains off of the people in the natural as well as in the spiritual realm, that fervent, righteous, white hot is what I like to call it, because if you take a rod and you put it into the fire, it turns red, and then it becomes the fervency of the heat turns that into a white hot fervent prayer. Broke the chains off of Peter, and he was between the two prisoners, and he went out, and the angel appeared. And he was able to go. And so that's what God is wanting you to do, to fervently pray that soaking prayer, that radiant treatment of prayer. And then there's a travailing prayer. If you could get ready for Colossians 4 and 12, and we'll also turn to Romans 15 and 13. But let's turn over to Colossians. We're talking about the third point, the intensity of prayer. God wants our prayer to be so intense and so fervent that anything and everything will be shaken and moved in the kingdom of Satan, the kingdom of darkness is bound, and we lose the blessings of God's kingdom. So as we look at verse 12, it says, Epaphroditus, who is one of yourselves, a servant of Christ, Colossians 4 and 12, sends you greeting. He is always striving for you earnestly in his prayer. That means he's pleading that you may, as persons of right character and clear convictions, firm and mature. So he's wanting them to grow up into the spiritual, to growth is what he's praying, that they would grow up and convinced and fully assured in everything willed by God. So he's asking here, God, just for the prayer, travailing on behalf of the church. And it's more like an agonizing prayer. If we look over at Romans, and let's move over there quickly, Romans, and we will, I told you, 15 and 13. We're talking about the fervency. And even as I'm speaking, there may be something you just need to, you feel like you just need to, as we say in America, nip in the bud. It needs to be taken care of. God is saying he's going to take care of that when you begin to put some fervency and fervent prayer to it. Amen. And it says here, I appeal to you, brothers, Romans 15 and 30. I appeal to you, which means I entreat you, brethren, for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love given by Spirit, to unite with me in earnest. Now, here it says, wrestling in prayer to God in my behalf. So that's the intensity of the prayer and the prayer life that you want to have. And we know that Daniel prayed and he fasted for up to 3 weeks, 21 days straight. He prayed and he fasted and he travailed for the things of God to take place. And we know that there was spiritual warfare in the heavenly realm. But if he would not have continued to pray every day for that breakthrough, so I say to you prophetically today, your breakthrough, hallelujah, is found in the fervency, in the intensity, in the travailing, in the prevailing prayers, that fervent prayer. To see the chains broken off of people, just as they did for Peter, just as Daniel fasted. God is waiting on us before you do anything. Some of you are thinking, God, what shall I do? Shall I step out? Shall I go here? Shall I go there? And even if you're there, God said, you pray. And ask God, even while you're there, even before you go, God, what's the next step? What do I do, God? I'm crying out to you, Lord, hear my prayer. But Daniel consistently prayed. He was heard on the first day,
but wonder if he had not consistently prayed for the 21 days. Pray until you receive your breakthrough. So we are today talking about the priority of perseverance, the power of prayer. We've discussed the importance, intensity, now the effects as we close. The effects of the prayer that God wants you to have. It's going to help you to guide your decisions into what God would have you to do. And God is going to make a way. He will even send the angelic host on your behalf. Because if you read the rest of the story, when they intensify their prayers before God to have Peter released from prison, the chains were broken, but he had angelic visitation. And that's what God is wanting to do, even in your life. God is wanting to have those open heavens, that angelic visitation. So it's going to guide your decision. Before Jesus even chose his 12 disciples, he spent the whole night in prayer. The church leaders, even at Antioch, through prayer and fasting, were led to set apart Paul and Barnabas. So God is wanting you. He said, what are you waiting on him to do and work through? He said, it's needing some prayer. Put some prayer on it. And prayer, shotolabasai, precedes the power of God. Hallelujah. That just hit my spirit. It brings revival. Let's get our Bibles out again. Let's turn over to Acts 2 and 4. Prayer precedes revival. And this is a very familiar passage, but it bears repeating. And they were all filled. That means they were diffused throughout their souls with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in other different foreign languages or tongues as the Spirit kept giving them clear and loud expressions. They said Pentecostals are loud. If anybody said that. They had clear and loud expressions in each tongue, in appropriate words. They were going forth with the boldness of what God had for them. So we here see that prayer, it triggered an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Even while they were up in the upper room, it says, pray till you're endowed with power from on high. God, I want to be in your presence. Lord, I want more of your presence. Pray like Moses. He went to the mountain. He came down. He was so radiant the people didn't see him. Stay in prayer. Stay shut in. People will pull on you to do this, pull on you to do that, but God, has God called you to do that? Have you prayed about it? Maybe God doesn't want you to do that. Maybe he wants you to be in your secret place. Maybe God wants you in a hidden corner, seeking his will. Because prayer, it releases the supernatural power and breaks the strongholds of the kingdom of Satan so that the kingdom of God may prevail. It also sets the captives free. Peter in prison. Something supernatural happens when we pray. Take time today to pray an hour. I love praying. Sometimes I pray 3 or 4 hours a day, intentional prayer. And sometimes I'm praying the same thing, just repeating, just praying it in the spirit realm. Praying. It's like pushing back in the spirit realm all the demonic forces. Reading your Bible, letting the word go forth for hours, because the supernatural happens and it opens our eyes to the divine
wisdom that you need right now. You're needing God to be the wisdom. God, I don't need just to do this in my own strength. I don't want to do this in my own plan. But God, your wisdom, God, your way, you go forth, God. You make the crooked places smooth. You show me, God, the hidden treasures in the darkness. Lord, I need to know what you want, God, for the kingdom now. Now, while we're here on earth. God, as we close, is looking for people who will pray the price. It's not about paying. It's praying the price. Every great move of God has come about prayer. Men and women of God who were used mightily their time and in prayer. And that's what God is saying to today. He wants you to pray until something happens. He wants you to pray until you see the very thing that God wants you to have in the natural as well as in the spiritual. He wants you to pray and believe for the promises that you and your house will be saved. Your victory is in prayer. So I want to say success to you, success to the kingdom, the priority, perseverance, and the power of prayer. Prayer is the most important thing you can do. It's the highest calling of all the greatest privileges. Is prayer and pray. It's not your last resort. It's the first thing. So remember, as you go forth this week until next week, you can do more than pray after you pray, but you can't do more than pray until you have prayed. And God is not going to do anything except an answer to prayer. So don't initiate any more than iterate with prayer. So pray over your programs, everything that you have. Other than that, as it says in Destined for the Throne, it's just a ecclesiastical treadmill. We want to see spiritual results. So have a good day and remain intense prayer. You're in right standing, so your prayer counts because the Bible says the effect for prayer of a right man avails much. Pray fervently, and you will see the result, the pouring of the Holy Spirit, and you will see your brothers, sisters, and family set free. So God is looking for people who will pray the price. Amen. And we just pray that your eyes are open to divine wisdom and insight. God bless you. And remember, something supernatural happens when you pray. Amen.